we talked a little earlier. The news earlier this morning is reported by Bob Nightingale of USA Today and has since been, our Shai Davidi has confirmed it, and several other outlets have confirmed it as well. Mel Didier, longtime baseball executive, most recently senior advisor to the Toronto Blue Jays, passing away at the age of 90. Again, Bob Nightingale of USA Today first reporting this, citing Mel's wife, Alana, as the source. We talked with Buck Martinez. He was on the air when the tweet moved across Twitter. We talked to Buck Martinez about that. Want to bring in Alex Anthopoulos, VP of Baseball Operations with the Los Angeles Dodgers, of course, former general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. And Alex, I know as someone, you know, extend our condolences to you, first of all, as someone who worked very, very closely with Mel Didier. Tell us a little bit about his impact on your development as a baseball person. And thank you for joining us, by the way.
Sure. No, and obviously, tough day, no doubt about it. I didn't know Mel. Perry Manassian, who was our director of pro scouting at the time, is the one who brought him in. He knew Paul Beeston as well through Bobby Maddock and just being in the game so long. But Perry was the one that kind of brought his name at the time. We're just getting started as a GM. And, anyone who's been around him, I know, Steven, you obviously spend quite a bit of time with him, talk just every level. Development, scouting, was off the charts. And, you know, there's just a lot of times, a lot of things. You know, the one thing with his experience, you know, you can ask him about anything, talk to him about anything. He's going to have something very insightful to say, and he just loved players. And I remember, I guess it was my first spring training. You know, we had lost out on Chapman that winter. Just going through the whole...
You know, can we...
married and...
Alex's line is breaking up here. Can we call him back? And again, just to reset, Alex Anthopoulos, Vice President of Baseball Operations with the Dodgers. Mel Didier, longtime baseball executive, senior advisor with the Blue Jays, passing away today at the age of 90. And a man who's had an influence in several. Well, he's had an influence in the game. You know, and Mel was one of those guys, even if he wasn't in your organization. And that's the nature of baseball. Yeah, there's proprietary information, but there's also kind of baseball information. And Mel was the type of guy who knew the boundaries very well of those two particular things. I think we have Alex back on the line. Alex, sorry about that. Our bad. Please continue.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry, Alex. Our bad. Please continue.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't know where I got, but it's just, yeah, we had lost out on Chapman my first spring training. And, I remember, he was coming out with the Reds. He looked great. And it was really, really kind of gnawed at me, and it was something I would want to look back. I remember talking to him about it. You know, we weren't aggressive enough with this guy. Should have gone after him harder. And I remember exactly where we were. We were on the backfield, on the minor league side, and he just basically, we had a little talk, and he just told me, look, you cannot look back in this job. You have to look forward, take something from it, learn from it. When you're in this game long enough, there's going to be plenty of those instances, but don't dwell on it. Don't harp on it. Acknowledge it and then move forward. Keep moving forward. You can't look back. And, it's just something that kind of stuck with me. And it's one of the first things that kind of jumped out. That's probably the one thing I remember. It was so early. It was my first spring training. And just for the way he went about it, the way he carried himself, the way he was always there for you, just a great man.
Actually, talk a little bit about Mel's personality. You know, Jeff and I were talking about earlier, just about the kind of the joy he took in the job. You know, a guy who was happy to be around baseball and around ball players and sharing baseball conversations. I think we'd all like to have a job that we loved as much as Mel Didier loved his job.
Oh, no doubt. And the guy worked. I mean, we were always amazed. He was so sharp mentally, but this guy would get on planes and travel anywhere, anytime. No matter where you asked him to go, no matter what you asked him to do, no matter what time you may have called him, he was there and wanted to talk. And he wanted to make people better, whether it was scouts, whether it was player development. His work ethic was off the charts, and he also expected great work ethic from anyone who was around him. And he used to tell stories when he was a farm director and, you know, various jobs with the Dodgers and the Expos and what he had done. But his passion and his love for the game and his knowledge, it was really amazing to see. And I remember, you know, one other story that kind of jumped out to me is I remember we were having our pro scouting meeting. This must have been 5 years ago. And we were talking about having athletes, and we were talking about the draft as well and getting athletes into the organization and making sure that as scouts and evaluators, we were all on the same page on what we meant by athletes and athleticism, and it wasn't track stars. And we kind of went around the room, and everyone had their own variation of what an athlete was. And then Mel stood up and basically gave what he defined an athlete as. And I remember I stopped everybody and I said, guys, that is it. And he just, and I had one of our guys there transcribe to the word exactly what he said. It was about a paragraph long of what an athlete was. And I still have it saved in my phone. I still talk about it to this day. I still use it to this day. And I know certainly there with the Blue Jays as well, that was basically the model that we used to define what an athlete was and what we look for in the organization.
Now, I know you can't look at your phone while you're talking to us, Alex, but can you paraphrase it?
Yeah, it was just, you know, we were, you know, we talked and it was amazing. You know, to hear Mel talk, this wasn't scripted. It wasn't prepared. It was, he nailed it. It was a 10 on 10. We must have had 20 people in the room, and everyone's going through it, you know, this, that. We're debating it, and just, it's like he was just waiting to make the statement, and the room just went quiet. And so he talked about it wasn't what type of body it was the ability to bend, to move side to side. Talked about guys like Prince Fielder, and, you know, the way he explained it, it wasn't just someone that, you know, had great speed or someone that had a great body. It was body control. It was at being agile, being flexible, being able to jump, I have it written down because I did have somebody transcribe it. And, you know, it's something I have kind of saved all over the place because I never want to lose it because I couldn't have phrased it any better than the way he did.
You know, one of the things that really struck me about Mel, and I mentioned this, we had him on Baseball Central one day, Alex, and he comes in the room. And, you know, he's an older gentleman, an older Southern gentleman. I mean, he's as current as anybody. He was as current as anybody. He could talk about Roberto Osuna and go on and on and on, as you well know, about Roberto Osuna. You know, Alex, you've seen a lot of these guys. You've been lucky enough to be around them and to pick their brains. What is it that allows the really good ones to stay so, I'm going to say young at heart. I know that's a cliche, but to stay so young at heart and mind, you know, and not become old and cynical and jaded. What is it? What makes those guys tick?
You're right. That's a great point because he was as positive as anyone you'd be around, and he liked players. He really liked players. I remember when Pilar was first starting out in the organization, and look, I mean, you know, the area scout did a wonderful job. Andrew Tinnish, the scouting director, great job on Pilar, getting him as late as they did. But he drafted a guy that late. He's starting in the lower levels of the minor leagues. There's not a lot of expectations at the time. And he really believed in him, and he stuck with him. And I remember Roberto Osuna, after he came back from Tommy John, pitched to the Florida State League, didn't do that well, went to the Fall League. I know, Steven, you went out and saw him there. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that well. I remember Mel's belief in him was unwavering the whole time. But you know, he was someone that had great feel, very upbeat. Like you said, never got cynical. Always looked for the best in players and always seemed to say the right thing at the right time. And just had a very good feel for everything, whether it's, you know, if he had a little bit of time, not a little bit of time. He got his point across and he just wanted to make everybody better, make players better, make staff better, make the organization better. He cared so deeply for the game, for the organization, and he was very loyal. He talked about loyalty quite a bit. So he's special, and I think that's what made him so unique. That's what, you know, allowed him to work as long as he did and wear so many hats and be so valuable. I can tell you with the Dodgers organization, he still gets talked about today. People talk about the 3-2 pitch with Kirk Gibson and the advance report, but he was also the guy that fought to get him over here, to get him to L.A. That doesn't necessarily get talked about enough, that he pounded for him. So great evaluator, great development guy, great human being.
Alex, we're going to let you run. Really appreciate you doing this again, as I know, as someone who worked with him, and condolences on our behalf.
Thank you very much. And no, Mel is going to be missed by everybody in the game, and certainly glad to do it today.